If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all. And Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it. And that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. And we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
All right, buckle up. Hold on sight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, whose side is he on? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I bicker a lot, and he repeats things to his mama and daddy, and they judge me from what he's told them. Over the holidays, we went to his parents' house in Ohio, and I was miserable the entire time because his mom is a trip. Before we got married, we had a huge argument in front of his parents, and his mother told me that I should know my place with my husband and stop challenging him whenever he tells me things. I understood that and promised myself that I would do better. Her advice has continued, and 4 years later, she still only has advice for me when my husband and I get into arguments. Yes, we argue over stupid stuff all the time. His dad knows the stuff is stupid, but he's always on my husband's side. I texted an online therapist for help and was told that if the group thinks I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. So I need your opinion. I take care of all the laundry and dry cleaning. My husband will want to wear a particular shirt one day, but it's still at the dry cleaners. I told him to communicate with me, and that can stop happening. He will say things like, we don't have any children, so why can't I go to the dry cleaner more often? His parents have agreed with him on little issues like this, when the underlying issue is they're mad because they want grandchildren and I'm not ready. I'm not having a baby with a man that talks down to me and picks fights over petty BS. When his mom talks to me crazy and I tell her to watch her tone, he sides with her. I don't have my family in our personal affairs, so why can't he keep them out of our business? Well, I think that's kind of simple. It seems like they've coddled him all of his life, and he's really never stood up to them about anything, especially, you know, about you, his spouse. They still treat him like he's their little boy, and anyone who speaks up or challenges him, like you, is the enemy, or she should know her place, or whatever. And he never followed that principle
principle in the Bible that says, you know, to leave all others and cleave to the wife. He doesn't put you or the marriage first. There's also a saying that goes, what happens in the house stays in the house, or house business. And there's no way that as a grown man, he should be running back to his parents, telling them what goes on at home. Of course, they're going to dislike you and resent you if he's only telling one side of the story. I mean, do you and your husband even like each other? Because it doesn't sound like it. I mean, what is all this arguing and fighting about anyway? And why are you guys arguing in front of his folks? You really need to stop that, because if you do it in front of them, they're most likely going to be in the business. I would say don't even respond when his mom talks to you crazy, because telling her to watch her tone is disrespectful, and that's why he sides with her. You know, it just sounds crazy. That sounds crazy too. I think this can be fixed if you guys stop being so petty with each other and just grow up. The both of you should seek marital counseling, and please don't have a baby until after you finish your therapy sessions, please. Steve?
Well. It's the type of letter that I specialize in, because it's called reading between the lines. Whose side is he on? When you say who do you mean who is he? She must be referring to her husband. Mm-hmm. Well, throughout the letter, it ain't on your side, so let's just figure this out. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I bicker a lot. He repeats things to his mom and daddy, and they judge me from what he's told them. Mama's boy. Over the holidays, we went to his parents' house in Ohio, and I was miserable the entire time because his mom is a trip. Mama's boy. Before we got married, we got into a huge argument in front of his parents, and his mother told me that I should know my place with my husband and stop challenging him whenever he tells me things. Mama's boy. I understood that and promised myself that I would do better. You can't. You're married to a mama's boy. Her advice has continued. That's cause he's a mama's boy. And 4 years later, she still only has advice for me when my husband and I get into arguments. Mama's boy. Yes, we argue over stupid stuff all the time. His dad knows the stuff is stupid, but he's always on my husband's side. He's scared of the mama, too. I text an online therapist for help and was told if the group thinks I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. Now, you know me and therapist, but therapy is real. So if you're going to go, I suggest you get offline. Sound to me like you need to go sit somewhere and see somebody live. See, you online telling them what's wrong and they can't see your face. Therapists work better when they can see your damn face. When they can hear you heavy breathing, you know, when they do a response you don't like and you fold your arms. See, all this can't come across online. Like even when we Zoom, you can't tell the whole story when we Zoom. See, you don't really know what I'm doing right now. Not everything. You can't see both my hands. You don't know what I'm doing. See, that's why online therapy might not be best for you. You need to take your ass somewhere and see somebody live. Because the group
thought.
Think you wrong, then you wrong. Then why don't the hell you go talk to the group instead of therapy?
Hold that thought, Steve, okay? We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, whose side is he on? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino. Are you ready for a family vacation you will never forget?
One where anything is possible? If so, it's time to plan your getaway to sunny Orlando. Orlando really is the ultimate family destination. It's time to break out the matching bedazzled t-shirt, dust off your go-to dad jokes, and prepare for exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, and fresh new dining experiences, and so much more. Of course, you know that Orlando is the theme park capital of the world, with 15 of the world's top theme parks and water parks all in one place. And beyond the parks, there is also excitement and family fun around every corner. If you're ready to plan an epic Orlando vacation, but you're not sure where to start, you can talk one-on-one with one of their Visit Orlando vacation planners. In Orlando, anything is possible. If you can imagine it, plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, whose side is he on?
Well, you know, we done talked about this being a mama's boy, and I think that's what's true, because a lot of stuff in here, when they argue, she take his side, mama's boy. Every time they have a dispute, he run home and tell his mom and daddy, mama's boy. You know, you ought to know your place with your husband and stop challenging whenever he tell you things. That's what his mama said to you. That's because he's a mama's boy. His father know y'all argue over stupid stuff, but he takes his son's side too. That's because the daddy's scared of the mama too. Okay, now we done got this cleared up. The mama's running things over there. So now, you done got so tired of this that you done decided to go to an online therapist for help and was told that if the group thinks I'm wrong, I'm wrong. My suggestion is you need to quit going online to this therapist. You need to take your ass down to her office. You need somebody to see your face in your therapy session. You need somebody to hear you heavy breathing. Then see, a therapist can help you better if they see all the nuances of your frustration. Lip smacking. Heavy breathing. Under breath muttering. Listen, I'm talking to me about this simple.
What?
You know, they needs to hear this.
All of that.
For a therapist to help you, they need to hear this. You ain't getting it online. So I suggest going down that lab. Now, here we go. So I need your opinion. I take care of all our laundry and dry cleaning. My husband will want to wear a particular shirt one day, but it's still at the dry cleaners. I told him to communicate with me, and that can stop happening. He will say things like, we don't have any children, so why can't I go through the dry cleaners more often? Let's take this line right here, this po-ass statement right here. You do all the dry cleaning. Your husband wants to wear a particular shirt one day, but it's at the dry cleaner. You told him to communicate with you more. No, his ass need two shirts. That's all this here is. See, what is you in my ass about this little rat funky little shirt you talking about when you just need another shirt? And then he going to tell you, we ain't got no kids. You ought to be able to go to the dry cleaning more. Well, if we ain't got no kids, you ought to be able to buy another damn shirt. See, you got to get this stuff off you. You keep letting them dump stuff on you with his inadequate behind. Now, his shortcomings as a man, he got to run to his mama with everything. He can't afford two shirts. What y'all finna have a baby for? You know how much stuff you got to buy for a baby? He can't even afford another damn shirt. Y'all arguing about stupid stuff. He want the particular shirt and it's at the dry cleaner. You just wore the damn shirt Monday. Now, damn it, it's Thursday. Everybody going to see you with that damn shirt on. because you like it because it's got the little bumblebee on the collar. He got one damn Gucci shirt. Now he want everybody to see he got it on. Told you not to buy that shirt with the bumblebee on the neck anyway because everybody going to know it's the same damn shirt. Mm. When you poor, you can't get extravagant stuff. You got to stay simple. Take your ass down to Macy's and get you a white shirt, and you can wear it many times you want to. But, oh, no, you're going to go down there and get the Gucci white shirt with the B on the collar. Now, guess what? Everybody, now you got nicknames, Cheerios. You know, they calling you stuff at work you don't even know nothing about.
Cheerios.
Why they calling, you know, Cheerio got the little B on it. Mm-hmm. You know, black people have slick stuff when they do. His parents have agreed with him on little issues like this. When the underlying issue is they're mad because they want a grandchildren and I'm not ready. And I'm not having a baby with a man that talks down to me and picks fights over petty BS. You, young lady, are absolutely 100% correct. It's your body, it's your life, and it's your husband. When his mom talks to me crazy, I tell her to watch her tone. He sides with her because you done got tired of her. So now, Shirley, you're going to be the mother, and I'm going to be the daughter, and I'm going to tell you how the ways you can handle this, because this marriage ain't going to make it, no way.
Now, baby, you know you're supposed to listen to your husband and go get that shirt out the cleaners.
Baby.
Yes, baby.
He the baby. Don't call me a baby. He the baby.
Well, it's a term of endearment, honey. Mm-hmm. Don't take offense to it.
Yeah, honey. Honey, if he has some money, we could have two shirts.
Well, sweetie, it sounds like you have an attitude. What's the problem?
I got an attitude because I done married your damn boy. That's why I got an attitude.
He is my baby, but he's a grown man. He married you. He couldn't
Can't
marry-
be a baby and a grown man at the same time, lady.
You can call me mom.
Or you want me to call you sweetie? No, I'm not finna call you mama. You're already too many mamas around here now.
What is with this attitude, sugar?
I got a mama. Well, that's what the attitude is. I got a mama, and I left her to marry my husband, who is stuck up under his mama. You need to cut the apron strings is what you need to do.
Well, you know what? I think the apron strings are cut. You have your house, we have our house, and we get along just fine. What's the problem, baby?
Don't nobody like you.
You seem like you're mad a lot.
We ain't getting along. We about to get on is what we finna do. And I'm not finna have a grandchild with that raggedy-ass boy you done made.
My baby is just fine. You just got to know how to love him. Listen, we're out of time, Steve. Please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey.
Oh, I know you guys to go.
I'm Shirley
She's
now.
Still fine.
And check out the Strawberry You're Staying in Character. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.